What if I told you that one of the deepest sources of joy isn't found in changing your circumstances, but in a simple 5-minute habit that you can start today? Too many of us are chasing a version of happiness that depends on everything going perfectly, the relationship, the job, the clean bill of health. Now, when those things do line up, sure, we feel happy, but when they don't, can we hold on to our joy, or do we watch it evaporate, left wondering why our faith doesn't produce the vibrant, steady joy the Bible talks about? For centuries, believers have maintained profound joy even when life is at its hardest. It's not because of some secret formula or a complicated theological idea, but through a small daily habit. When I give thanks, I receive joy. Today, we're going to walk through a practical 5-minute plan that has the power to completely transform your outlook on life. So stay with me for 5 action steps that only take about a minute each, 5 steps rooted in biblical truth that will result in overflowing joy. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I am glad that you're here because this episode is packed with encouragement. One of the crazy things about walking with God is that His commands are not heavy burdens that we have to bear. God gives us instructions so that we can live life to the full. His commands are more about leading us into freedom and fulfillment than they are about restricting us or reining us in. Let's look at an example of one of God's life-giving commands today. It's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, and I'm going to read it to you out of the New International Version. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul gives the radical instruction to give thanks in all circumstances. Now, notice he doesn't say for all circumstances, but in them. This isn't a call to enjoy hardship, but to find God's goodness in the middle of it. Choosing gratitude is a spiritual discipline. It's a conscious choice to shift our focus from the problems that we see around us to the God who is right here with us. It's an act of saying, regardless of how I feel, I am going to acknowledge God's faithfulness. And that choice doesn't just make us feel better, it re-centers our entire spiritual life on the character of God, who is the only true source of joy that actually lasts. Which leads us to today's declaration. When I give thanks, I receive joy. I hope to help you believe as well as speak that truth today with me. When I give thanks, I receive joy. You know, there's actually scientific evidence that supports the positive impact of gratitude on our health and well-being. But here's the thing. The world presents gratitude as a self-help trick. But in the Bible, gratitude isn't merely a mindset hack for a happier life. It is a core piece of our entire walk with God. God commands us to give thanks. Rather than looking at God's commands as restrictions that bind us, I want you to see them as rules for life that actually set us free. So why does God command us to give thanks? Because a lack of gratitude is often the very first symptom of a heart that's drifting from God. We start focusing on what we don't have, the prayers that aren't answered, and all of the frustrations of daily life. And before we know it, ingratitude has quietly hardened our hearts. But I'm going to share a practical blueprint for maintaining an attitude of gratitude and keeping our hearts tender toward God, regardless of our circumstances, in all of our circumstances. And the secret is in a simple 5-minute daily habit that will demonstrate the truth in today's declaration. When I give thanks, I receive joy. Now, why wouldn't God command us to give thanks in all circumstances when He knows the end result is joy? So here is my practical blueprint for you that takes just 5 minutes. Start by grounding your mind in God's Word. Minute one is for the anchor verse. Choose one short verse about gratitude or praise and just sit with it for 60 seconds. You can use the search feature on your Bible app or a concordance to find the verse. I searched for Thanksgiving and I found two verses that will help you anchor yourself in this truth. In the Old Testament, Psalm 100 verse 4 says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name." I also found Philippians 4, 6, that's in the New Testament, and it says this, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Spend a minute to read that verse slowly, letting the words really sink in. This isn't just about positive thinking. It's about aligning your mind with God's perspective. This first minute with your anchor verse is designed to tune your heart and mind into God. The whole practice of giving thanks is not just a mental exercise. It is an act of worship. You're ready for the next step as soon as you grab a journal or even a scrap of paper with room to list three blessings. Because minute two is for the three blessings. I want you to write down three specific things that you're thankful for. Please don't make this a broad, general list. Take a minute and be specific. It's easy to write, "I'm thankful for my family," but real gratitude is found in the details. I might write, "I'm thankful my husband shoots and edits my videos for me," or "I'm thankful my sister texted me at the exact right moment yesterday." Instead of writing a general statement like, "I'm thankful for the weekend," you might write, "I am thankful for the opportunity to slow down and enjoy the warmth of the sun on my face as I drank my coffee last Saturday." Taking a minute to list three specific blessings helps us refocus on the good things when the bad things are clamoring for our attention. Now, I've been transparent with you in other episodes about times when I've really struggled to feel God's presence. I've struggled to find joy. But joy isn't something that I have to conjure up. It is a gift of God. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. And here's the thing, when I give thanks, I receive joy. God fills me up even when I am completely depleted. One of my all-time favorite memory verses is Romans 15, 13. "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." My friend, I promise you, when you choose to trust God in spite of your circumstances, when you choose to thank him for specific blessings, even under the hardest of circumstances, you're going to overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit, because that is a promise of God. You will be filled with all joy and peace, just like Romans 15, 13 promises. All right, the next habit to include in this 5-minute blueprint to unlock joy probably won't surprise you. Minute three, the prayer of thanksgiving. Talk to God about the three blessings that you just wrote down. Shift from writing to praying. For the next 60 seconds, just thank God for the specific blessings on your list. Father, thank you for the sound of my daughter's laughter. Thank you for the strength that you gave me to get through that tough meeting. Thank you for how beautiful the sunset was last night. Colossians 4:2 says, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. We often launch into a list of needs when we pray, don't we? But starting with thanksgiving changes our posture. We approach God by acknowledging that He is a good Father who has already given us so much. Minute 3 in this 5-minute habit to unlock joy will transform your prayer time from merely asking for things to truly connecting with God. My heart's desire and my motivation for bringing you this message, all the messages that I do all the time, is because I want you to connect with God and to be encouraged. Life is hard. It really is. But God hasn't abandoned you. He is right there with you every moment, in every circumstance. And that right there is a reason to give thanks. If you're finding this practical approach to Scripture helpful for your daily walk, I would really love for you to subscribe if you haven't already. We put out a new video every week that's designed to help you build your faith, and a faith that actually works in your everyday life. Now, on to the 4th minute, which is all about looking outward, because joy multiplies when you give it away. Minute 4, the shared blessing. Think of one person that you can express gratitude to today, and then take 60 seconds to act on it. It could be your spouse, a friend, a coworker, or even a stranger. I love watching the face of a barista light up when I say something like, "Thank you for serving me with such a big, beautiful smile." Why not send someone a quick text right now that says, "Hey, I just wanted you to know that I am so thankful for your friendship." It would be even stronger if you got specific with your thanks. I'm looking into this camera lens right now, and I am imagining my sweet husband at the computer editing this for you to watch. And I just want to say, thank you, my love. I couldn't do this without you. Right now, I am experiencing the truth in today's declaration. Will you repeat it with me now? When I give thanks, I receive joy. When you share your gratitude, you don't just bless the other person, you deepen the work that God is doing in your own heart, and it multiplies the joy. Yes, you feel it right here down in your heart, but you can also see it in the other person. Joy grows when it overflows. Now, so far, we have looked at 4 habits that will take about 1 minute each and that will help you unlock joy. The 5th and final minute is about giving your gratitude a voice. Our scripture today from 1 Thessalonians 5:18 instructs us to give thanks. And you can't truly give thanks without opening your mouth. It is an action. Proverbs 18:21 tells us that the tongue has the power of life and death. We can use our words to shift the atmosphere. In the final minute, you will make a declaration like the one that we've been making together today. Now, if you've been with me for a while, then you know I am all about inviting you to believe and speak truth. That's what we do in minute 5, the joyful declaration. Come up with a short, powerful phrase rooted in your anchor verse or in one of your blessings, and then say it out loud. If your verse was Philippians 4:6, you might declare, "God helps me overcome anxiety. Hallelujah. If you wrote a blessing about God's provision, you could say, I praise God for meeting this need. Make your joyful declaration in your car, in your kitchen, wherever you are. This isn't just positive self-talk. It's a spiritual weapon. It's speaking God's truth over your feelings, over your circumstances, over the sound of your doubts and fears. These final 60 seconds will help you seal your time of gratitude with a powerful statement of faith that you can carry with you through the rest of the day. 5 minutes can change your whole day. This little 5-minute habit creates a ripple effect that can transform the other 23 hours and 55 minutes. It reframes your entire perspective. You start to see your life not through the lens of what's missing, but through the lens of God's abundant grace. It's like putting on a new pair of glasses. The world itself doesn't change, but your ability to see it clearly does. You start noticing the small miracles, the quiet whispers of God's love, the evidence of His hand on your life. True biblical joy isn't the absence of sorrow. It's the presence of God. This habit, this 5-minute habit, will train your heart to see Him right there with you. It builds a foundation of joy that's steady and resilient because it's rooted in God's unchanging character, not your ever-changing circumstances. So there you have it, a simple 5-minute habit from the Bible that can unlock true joy. It's a straightforward plan. 1 minute for an anchor verse to ground you in truth. 1 minute to list 3 blessings and be specific. 1 minute for a prayer of thanksgiving to connect with God. 1 minute to multiply your joy with a shared blessing. And 1 minute for a joyful declaration to give voice to your gratitude. True joy isn't something you find by accident, my friend. It's something you cultivate on purpose. It's a fruit of the Spirit that grows best in the soil of a grateful heart. So here's my challenge for you. I want you to try this for 1 week. That's it. 5 minutes a day for 7 days. And I would honestly love to hear how it goes. In the comments below, why don't you start the practice right now and tell me one thing that you're thankful for today, even. Let's fill this space with gratitude. And if this message was a blessing to you, would you please tap or click that like button and also share it so others can find this simple path to a more joyful life. Now let me pray with you before we close, and I'm going to pray that the Lord would fill your heart with joy that overflows. Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for that verse in Romans. May the God of peace fill you with all hope and joy. Father God, that is what you do through your Spirit. And so, Father, I pray for that. Lord, that your promises, so many of your promises are if then, because we need to believe it, we need to speak it, we need to act on it before we actually experience it. And so, Father, thank you for your word that tells us to give thanks in all circumstances. And so, Father, we do that. We thank you even now for life. We thank you for the blessing of a YouTube channel that can help us turn our day around, that can remind us that you're here with us and that you care. Lord, I pray for anyone that is struggling to find joy, that instead of looking to their circumstances, Lord God, that they would look to you, the source of true joy. Lord, I thank you for that scripture that promises that your joy is our strength. And so when we're weak, your strength is made perfect in us, and that is expressed even in the joy that you give us. And so, Father, we ask with a heart ready and willing to receive the joy that can only come from you. And we thank you for your faithfulness to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for hanging with me to the end. Hey, if this message resonated with you, would you please tap or click that like button? And if you've subscribed but you haven't turned on those notifications, would you do that so you don't miss any of the encouraging content? Remember, your tongue has power. Use it for good.